Come on, come on. Is he infected?
Thank you for what you did. Not a lot of people do that nowadays. So how long you been out here?
Since it started.
What happened to your family?
Hi there. How are you?
Those who stay die.
You brought us out here for a reason.
Hi everyone, this is Kelly Cassian.
And I'm Bill.
So today we have another review to do it, and this time is for a movie club that we have every week in our Facebook group, Horror Movie Review Maniacs, this one. And the lucky one this week was Lindsay, my good friend, mi amiga. So Lindsay picked the movie
Here Alone. It's a film from 2016. I thought I had seen this, but I guess not. It's got a 5.6 rating on IMDb, directed by Rod Blackhurst. It stars Lucy Walters, Gina Pearsanti, and Adam David Thompson. The synopsis: a young woman struggles to survive on her own in the wake of a mysterious epidemic that has killed much of society and forced her deep into the unforgiving wilderness. Mysterious ulcer epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they had a zombie coronavirus.
Yeah, it did look like in the beginning. Some part of the in the movie that some they have to wear some kind of like a mask to don't get, you know, contaminated, just like us. We need to wear a mask when we go somewhere else,
right?
And so basically this movie starts with this woman by herself surviving this forest, kind of, and then they have other scenes showing a family, so a baby, a husband and a wife, running away for a safe place where there's not zombies. But by in the meantime, you don't know if it's a zombie or not, right? You just think it's some kind of a disease spreading, something. And then they have other scene, so some man and a girl trying to, you know, to survive. And so was lots of different scenes. I'm going to talk in general because all this movie is about, not much to talk about. It's just they in this forest trying to survive, basically, right?
It basically just has three actors.
But took me a while to figure out, because when they have the scene, just the one woman, right, in the beginning, and then they show other scenes, this guy with the wife and the baby, almost in the end that I figure, wait a minute, that's the woman that's starting the movie all alone. So basically the baby died and the husband died. So I was confused to the point that I realized that in the movie they are showing how she star. She start with her husband and baby, and after star all by herself, you know, finishing all by herself. So it was complicated for me. I did not pay attention to that, because when was the scene, the husband, the daughter, she has this winter hat constant and longer hair, right? And when she by herself, she have always her head tie up. So I was not really, I guess, paying attention to figure out that it was the same person. How about you? You did figure out when they're showing?
Not really. I wasn't even really
paying attention.
Yeah. It's just these types of films that I just don't like too much. Those post-apocalyptic film. They're all like downbeat, depressing. Nothing happening. No one smiles. It's like The Walking Dead. The reason why I didn't like The Walking Dead because this is like season six and no one has smiled. Like, come on. I need some kind of, like, even it doesn't matter how depressing the situation, you're always gonna crack a joke here and there just to break the tension, and I struggled
who's gonna make a joke. I can imagine, of course, she could not have a joke. She lost her husband. She lost her baby.
And so you're just gonna stand there for year after year without smiling.
Yeah, what you have to smile about it? The world is end. It's contaminated with zombies. People that you know. What's this for?
it doesn't matter how depressing the situation. I'll always find, especially if I'm with people, I'll always find something to joke about to try to make someone laugh. Just because
you
will not. You will get, after a while, you're just gonna get depressed, and just why not just kill me then?
Because she's just waiting to die. She have nothing to lose anymore. She lost everything.
And jump off a cliff.
No, it's not that easy. You kill yourself. You go to hell.
No, you don't.
You can't kill yourself. Anyways, I think that you exaggerate with this stuff, saying that should have some comedy. What's comedy? It's just
comedy, at least, like, and try to entertain yourself. I think normally
crazy.
it doesn't matter how depressing the situation. If you're with someone else, you will automatically try to make the other person laugh, or just to try to break the tension. Or else, what are you good for? To me, like, I don't know. So you're just gonna all be bored and depressed and moping around all day long. Like, you have to entertain yourself somehow.
She did for surviving. She was listening to that little toy cell phone, listen some voice, trying to listen the radio. She was trying to have some kind of hope. I
couldn't get into this film. I didn't pay to me. It wasn't. I was watching it. And it wasn't really even worth my.
I'm surprised because you love depressing movie.
No, but give me something to latch on about. This is just the same monotone.
Surviving, Bill. Don't you ever went to the camping forest where there's nothing, and you're trying to get food?
Show me something like you're at least contemplating life, or there at least have some action scenes. But it just seems the whole film is just waiting around trying to survive.
But don't you think it's a little awkward? And normally with those zombies, it's like I see a good side of this movie for a reason. Normally in the zombie movies, is you expecting lots of action, bloody, 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 and chasing, killing. So basically, wait a second. So basically, in this movie, is showing you kind of like reality. Give me a second. Find a safe place, and then you end up forest. You day by day, you found a safe place. So normally, you're not gonna have that much action because you know it's safe where you are. And every time she left to get a food, and you see the whole thing that she did. She put it like kind of like animal poop or something on her face to disguise the zombie, the smell. She had the whole preparation, and they are showing this preparation, how she did it to disguise, and she go in the house, and she know there's a zombie over there. So means like she dropped some food. So normally I was expecting lots of the zombie gonna run after her, and then surprisingly it was not like crazy because she knew what she's doing. So it was surprising for me. It was kind of like surviving in the safe way that people that stay there for so long already know what they are doing. And you see some stranger come along and mess it up her safe place.
It's different. It'd be different if this was a unique idea, but I've seen at least 10 films with the same idea.
of them. Nothing's happening. A zombie's in the background. They're talking about shit. It's just trying to survive day by day. These films do not entertain me.
I don't say that is my favorite zombie movie because barely zombies show up over there. But I did like the idea that they are showing, like, daily by daily, how miserable can be when you're all alone. There's nobody. And yeah, when those two people came, it's like, you don't know if you can trust them, right? You shouldn't, because look what that girl was jealous. That girl started getting jealous, right? Because she see he get together with her, and then that jealousy come to that, I need to take you down. So it was kind of like a little drama of jealousy, I was feeling that girl was jealous because she doesn't want it, because it was not her father, it was her mother's boyfriend, right? And do you notice that? Was her mother's boyfriend? Was not her father.
I just started to tune this film out. I just think, okay, just let it end.
So you see, you don't pay attention because was some kind of, if you did pay attention, you understand that, like I say, was a little bit more of how you do in those kind of situations, not just zombie coming along. And it's like how you would survive. And I think she did great, like to survive all by herself. And what they show of a stranger come along, that can mess up your whole schedule, your whole safety, because you don't know what they are capable to. And they show in this movie that for she welcomed those people, helping those people, she almost died. Like, you know, and like I said, was her stepdad. So she want her stepdad for herself, or she just want to prevent him to have other girlfriend just because he was dating her mother. So it was kind of like a jealousy. I just don't get it. Like, she want him for herself, or she just don't want nobody get to him.
This is, I think, an example of how good acting without nothing else does not help a movie. It had good acting. It had
From the main woman, yes. Mm. From the another one, it was okay.
I don't know. I think I struggled more than she did with this film, trying to survive the running time.
Yeah, I can say for us, a zombie movie was boring. Was lots of slow pace of I guess they focus more daily in this struggle of being alone. But I think I would expect that they are showing a little bit how the people get infected. I would hope have more people involved. I would hope have a little bit more struggle with the zombies. I don't think that the zombies were great either. I guess because we have so many zombie movies up there.
Zombies were fine. The zombies were fine. The acting was fine. Everything was fine. It just give me something to not bore the hell out of me.
But make me question about that zombie, because when that girl saw the zombie in the forest, was a woman in the forest, right? She was a zombie. And then the zombie looked like could not see her. Was trying to smell, right? And then suddenly could see her. And she was like in front of the zombie, basically. So
I think that the problem just might have been that I just was not in the mood for something like this. And I really have to be in that type of mood. And that it was completely not what I was wanting to watch. Yesterday, I was in the mood for something a little bit, a little bit more. I'm fine with slow movies. I sometimes I get entertained just by a slow movie, just by the dialogue, whatever. But and maybe I would like it again if I saw it knowing what to expect, and if I'm in that kind of mood, I'll probably like it more. And there's people that like these kind of films, that like these apocalyptic, post-apocalyptic films with zombies that are slow like this. People love it. But to me, I always struggle with them.
So how much you rate this movie?
Technically, it's fine. Like, nothing really to complain about. So I'll give it like a 6. But as far as entertainment value, I 1. I was not entertained.
I'll give this movie at 5. It's just because was not as the same as every single zombie movie was more showing the side of the people that was surviving.
Every zombie movie is about the people that are surviving.
How depressing would be. Like, you know, how lonely and depressed and would be awful to be like that. Like, I feel so depressed. Like,
joke. Oh my gosh. Tell a freaking joke for... It's like it's you're in the middle of the woods for years. You're not gonna try and entertain yourself. I don't believe it.
Are you serious? Sometimes when I'm doing silly things, you think I'm crazy. So
it's human nature. Actually, for me, the more depressing the situation, the more I'll try to add some joke, levity to it, because I know it's. Okay, like it's almost funny because of how hopeless it is. So I'll try to make it funny, I just do not believe that the people will not try to entertain themselves.
Okay, yeah, you're good alone. I guess I want to see you alone over there in that bush, entertain yourself without TV and cell phone. Good luck with that one.
Myself,
you can never survive in that building.
If I was with. Others, of course.
No. She was alone. So let's talk about being alone.
Even when they're with each other, they were.
Yeah,
like,
she had sex with him. There you go. She had fun. Why not? You get a guy over there. What are you gonna do? That's all you're gonna do. And she did it. She did entertain herself. Go girl. That's what they do. You say they don't entertain. They did. They play in the river over there, and then they go hunt for food, and then they are talking in the fire. They get to know people. They're getting to know each other. So they did. You just don't pay attention in the movie. You don't get in the mood of the movie.
I didn't get in. I probably didn't give it a fair chance, but I just was not in the mood for this. It was like. I don't know. I just as soon as I saw this pace, I go, okay, I'll try to get into it. That, but when once I tuned out, I was like, I couldn't get back into it. Like, I don't even care.
You see, that's why I don't understand your rating. I'm giving 5 because was boring, was not really like a zombie or too much action as to be as a horror. And you're giving a 6?
6 because part of it is my fault. I didn't.
That you cannot rate a movie based on.
I know there's nothing wrong with it. Like
you don't rate now. Watch again, and then you can rate.
I'm saying, like, we were talking about the Evil Dead. That has so much wrong with it, but come on, that film has so much wrong with it, but it's a million times better than this.
But I pointed out what's wrong.
This film had very little wrong with it, but it's still boring as hell.
So why are you giving 6? Because even people that watch those movies, other people give 5 point something. And you don't pay attention. You don't know exactly. You don't get the moon, and you say 6.
It was technically not much wrong with it. That's why it had good acting. It had the zombies looked good. It was depressing. I guess they wanted it to be everything they wanted it to be. It was, but I was not entertained for that.
Yeah. So you give 6.
Yeah.
Well, I know you're right. Should not take seriously.
And like 6 as a film, and entertainment value 1.
No, you cannot do that. So give 5. So basically, it's in the middle, half and half.
Okay, fine, 5.
Because it's like don't make sense. You're giving 6 for something that you're no entertainment. You found it boring. Like have more negative. You cannot base in. So give 5, 5. So means it's half and half. It's like you're not going to say it's below because, you know, it's still okay movie. But that's why when I give 5, it means like, okay, I'm not going to watch again, but I did watch and I see 1 point that was
I'm not saying I won't watch it again because Maybe I will be in the mood for this. And I know that technically it's not bad. So I might like it more. Like, it's not a bad movie. So
maybe you should watch again. Because like I say, I see some more point of being in the mood in that forest. Because I put myself in that position.
And there are times when I'm in the mood for a film like this. It's very rare. But at least if I'm in the mood and I know what to expect, that's why after the first viewing, I hate to judge. Because sometimes I'm just not in the mood for it or whatever. Or I miss a lot of it, so I tune out. And this film was very easy to tune out. Like, this is, I was like struggling, trying to touch your phone, trying to, like, it's, oh my God, it's like,
how? Yeah, I know, you're on your phone all the time.
No, this one was like so struggling not to touch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, guys, so this is a review for the movie club that Lindsay picked, Here Alone. And if you like to join our Facebook group and join our movie club that we have every single week, you can join us in a Horror Movie Review Maniacs. Or if you don't like horror, you have other types of movie, you go to our Movie Freaks Review that we have movie club every week too. And we have a blog that we talk about different subjects. And what else we have?
We're also on Twitter and Instagram, and we're on this podcast.
That's right. So you can be listening to us every week and every single day, because we have new review every day. And now we start a new season in the broadcast that we watch movies that have series and remakes. So we start with Evil Dead. So if you want to check around, we have right now for you to listen 1 and 2. And by the time you reach to this video, you're going to have 1, 2, 3 and the remake. So thanks for listening.
If you like this film, tell us why.
Yes, you can give us message, because that will be interesting, because since the movie club, lots of people give their review, and that's why you should join us in our Facebook group. So see you guys in the next movie review. Bye.